This year marked the 50th anniversary of this song, which knocked the Beatles off the top of the Billboard charts back in 1964.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
That is Chapel of Love, of course. It is by the Dixie Cups, a group made up of two sisters, Rosa Lee and Barbara Ann Hawkins, along with their cousin Joan Marie Johnson. The Dixie Cups are still performing, but without Joan Marie Johnson, the newest Dixie Cup is Ethelgra Neville. Yes, those Nevilles. We spoke in June, and I asked Barbara and Rosa to take us back to 1964 when they recorded the song and how it all began.
In New Orleans, St. Augustine High School used to have a talent show every year, and this young lady asked me to be a part of her group to participate on the talent show. Well, one of the young men, mother was ill, so he had to drop out, so we needed a bass. So I said, well, my sister sings bass, so we can use her. So Rosa got in the group, and we rehearsed. We attended the talent show. We did not win first, second, or
really?
Third. No. But there was a talent scout in the audience, and he didn't know how to get in touch with us. We used to babysit for Larry McKinley, who was the disc jockey in New Orleans. And we were at his home, and his wife's cousin won second place. Her name was Barbara. So she asked me to go with her to the talent scout, and we ended up going to his home. Well, when we walked in, he kept looking at me. So then he said, are you one of the ladies who was in the green dresses at the talent show? And I said, yes. So he went and picked up the program and showed me that he had circled our names. He said, I've been trying to get in touch with you guys. You guys were wonderful. He said, I want to talk to you about recording. And we sang for him. And he just went crazy. He said, oh, my God.
And I'm imagining a talent scout, like, wearing a fedora and, like, an old-time 60s suit.
No.
No, he didn't have that.
No. No, he just had on a pair of slacks and a nice dress shirt. He took us all to New York. We caravaned in two or three cars and went to New York. And we started pounding the pavement, as they say. Everybody wanted to record us, but Joe said it wasn't the right deal.
What do you mean it wasn't the right deal?
He wanted what was called back then front money. So if he couldn't get front money for himself, then he didn't give the people the artists. So finally we sang for Lieber and Stoller, and they wanted us, so they gave him what he wanted. So that's when Chapel was born.
How long did it take for it to become the top of the chart song?
When it was released, it went zoom. Because at that time, the British had the top 100 charts sewed up, because you had the Beatles and the Animals and the Rolling Stones, and all of those British groups were over in the U.S., and they all had records on the charts. And Joe had told us that your chance of making a number one record is 150 million to one.
Wow.
And the Beatles were out, and they had, at that time, their song was Love Me Do.
Right.
But Chapel of Love, it was released. It surpassed everybody on the chart and knocked the Beatles out of first place and kept first place for 3 weeks.
Bells will ring, the sun will shine, whoa, I'll be his and he'll be mine.
Well, what do you think it was about that song that captured the nation's attention at that time? A song about getting married.
I think it was the harmonies, because when Jeff and Ellie sang it for us, we said, they said, well, do you like this song? We said, well, do we have to sing it like that? And they said, well, how would you want to sing it? I said, well, give us a moment. So we walked over in the corner and we came up with it the way it is. And I think it was just like Rosa would say, most of the groups then had lead and background, but we were harmonizing.
I want to bring Athelgra Neville in from New Orleans and ask what you think about why this song, Chapel of Love, really hit a nerve in the United States in 1964.
Everybody wants to get married. Every woman wants to go to the chapel. So, you know, I think that's what did it.
Now, there is another song that many people know the group, the Dixie Cups, for, and that is Iko Iko. Let's take a listen to some of that.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm going to set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, henna, henna. Iko Iko ande, Giacomo Fino anane, Giacomo Finane.
I'm nodding my head and tapping my feet right now.
Very good. Where
did Iko Iko come from?
It's a New Orleans tradition. It's a song that my grandmother used to sing to me. It's something that the New Orleans Indians sang during Mardi Gras. And the way it happened, we were recording our first album, and the band and everybody was on break. They were on lunch break. And the three of us were in the studio. Well, we thought we were alone. So we start playing around with the song. And there was an aluminum chair, a couple of drumsticks, an ashtray. And that's the instrumentation that you hear. Yeah. And we start beating on those things. And a Coke bottle. Can't forget the Coke bottle.
I don't think Beyonce or has ever had to perform on an ashtray and a Coke bottle. Maybe.
You never know nowadays.
I don't know.
Iko Iko ande, Giacomo Fino anane, Giacomo Finane.
The Dixie Cups, Barbara and Rosa Hawkins, from our conversation in June. You're listening to Here and Now.
Look at my king, all dressed in red. Iko Iko.
Go. To the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married.
You're laughing there. What? Why are you laughing?
I've never heard that.
I didn't know the Beach Boys covered it. I didn't.
They did, and so did the Ronettes. Let's listen to that. It sounds like the Ronettes never got off the sleigh ride there.
Well, see what happened. They tell me that Phil Spector was part writer on the song. So from my understanding, the Ronettes and the Crystals had recorded the song before we got it, but we had never heard it.
And the name of your group, by the way, you didn't settle on the Dixie Cups right away, right?
No. Well, we were the Meltones, M-E-L-T-O-N-E-S, when we left New Orleans. But Lieber and Stoller said it wasn't catchy enough. So they came up with, my God, Little Miss and the Muppets. And we said, no way.
No thanks.
No way, Jose.
Well, so what does the Dixie Cups mean?
Well, we are from New Orleans, the land of Dixie. And during that time, groups didn't have people names. They were objects like crystals, beetles, Rolling Stones, animals. So we said Dixie, but we didn't know Dixie what. And then we thought about Dixie Cups because it's a real cute name. Hmm. So we are the Dixie Cups.
Once Chapel of Love became a huge hit, you were part of Dick Clark's caravan of stars. You traveled all around. What happened? What was that like for you to go from just being people performing in New Orleans to being international celebrities?
It was amazing. I'm going to let Rose talk, but it was just amazing because we had never, ever done anything like that. I didn't even know that they put that many stars together on a bus and travel the United States. We were like in awe because there were people there that we liked, you know, other artists there.
You see all of these artists, and as Barbara said, you even saw artists that you liked their records, but of course, being a teenager, you had no inkling of an idea that you would someday hear your voice on a radio singing a song. So riding on a bus and just going from one town to another town, from one town to another, you know, it was weird. Not weird as to, okay, what's going on now, but it was weird that this had become a part of our life, and we were just kind of thrown in there. No one set us down and explained what people would expect of us as artists. We were going on this 30-day trip. You'd be living out of a suitcase, and no one really prepared us for that until we actually got on the tour. And, of course, we met the Shirelles. To this day, they became like our big sisters. We just did a job with Shirley about 4 weeks ago, and we were on the same bill, and we hadn't seen her in a while. And she walked into our dressing room. She said, "My baby's here, my baby's," you know, because they took us under their wing because they saw that we did not know anything.
Okay, you were not ready for that. Yeah.
We were not ready. And just being thrown into that, you're either going to make it or you're not going to make it. And we heard this saying, if you can sing in front of an audience in New York City at the Apollo Theater, you can make it anywhere in the world. And for the life of me, I didn't understand what this person was saying. I said, what is he talking about? But when we did get to the Apollo, we did find out.
Was the Apollo the highlight of where you were able to perform?
For me, yes, because I had heard this saying so much, and I didn't really know what it was. And the Apollo Theater, I don't know if you have ever physically been inside the Apollo Theater and been backstage, but the dressing rooms start on the first floor, and of course that was for the star. And as you graduated in the music industry, you would graduate by coming down a dressing room. And our first dressing room, quite naturally, was dressing room number 9, which was all the way at the top of the theater. So when it was time for us to go on, you know, the bells would ring. You have 15 minutes, 10 minutes, so forth. And the guy would say, okay, Dixie Cups, make it down these steps. You got 3 minutes, you know. So we had to run all the way down. But the more we played the Apollo Theater, the less steps we had to go.
Did you ever make it to number 1?
We were number 2. We co-starred with Jackie Wilson.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, you were both displaced from your homes in New Orleans by Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and were later serenaded by President Clinton, which I know was an important moment
oh,
for you. Tell us about that. He sang
God.
Chapel of Love.
I was there, and we were at from the Big Apple to the Big Easy. Madison Square Garden. And we walked over to President Clinton and introduced ourselves, and he said, "Oh, go into the chapel." So that was really, really, really wonderful.
Yeah, when we walked up there, I said, "We're the Dixie Cups." He said, "I know who you are." And he started singing, and I'm telling you, I was just blown away. Here is the President of the United States of America who know the Dixie Cups, and not only know that, he knows the song, and he sang it.
Well, here we are now in 2014, 50 years later, and you're still performing.
Yes, we are. We are truly, truly blessed.
Well, let's hear what you can do for us right now with Chapel of Love.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
What a treat. Athelgra Neville, also Rosa Lee Hawkins and Barbara Ann Hawkins, the Dixie Cups, 50 years later. Thank you all for coming in and for singing for us.
Thank you for having us.